Show with Anna DeBlance is right here on 720 WGN. Richard Roper in for Anna today. Thank you, sir. I know you're very busy with the Fox Morning Show over there at the Fox 32.
Good day, Chicago.
Good day, Chicago.
Tune in every morning at 7.
Appreciate you staying up late.
Absolutely.
You know, as an aviation geek, I think I have all of the aviation geek trading cards, and Rick Gillespie is one of them on my of my trading cards. He is executive director of the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery. Now, this is a wacky passion of mine too, because I happen to read every magazine and book about this kind of stuff, and anything that flew, anything that ever flew, including some relatives that flew the coop early in my life. That's how that goes. And there's a story now, and we need your expertise on this, Rick, because the History Channel debuted on Sunday night this Amelia Earhart special that they did, because now Amelia Earhart disappeared 80 years ago, right? For those who don't know the story, she was trying to be the first woman to fly around the world, and she was flying an Electra, which is a beautiful air. As a matter of fact, they make posters out of these airplanes now because they were such beautiful, these big aluminum, like tin, beautiful aircraft, just one of the prettiest, sexiest aircraft alive. And she disappeared in the South Pacific, somewhere near the Marshall Islands in 1937. And there was always there'd been a million theories as to what happened to her. And now a picture emerges that purports to show she and her co-pilot on a dock in the Marshall Islands that is dated somewhere in 1937, supposedly. You see her from the back. You see the full frontal face of this Noonan guy who was her co-pilot. But I don't know if I buy any of these. And this was a Japanese controlled island. And the theory here goes that the Japanese took her as a prisoner. And this is obviously, 4 years before hostilities, 4.5 years before hostilities broke out between the Japanese and the Americans. And that other bad things happened to her. So we ask you, sir, as an expert in this field and someone who's been looking for this aircraft, basically your whole professional career, Rick, is this photo accurate?
It's an accurate photo of a bunch of people standing on a dock that is probably in Jesuit, but that's all you can say about the photograph. I mean, let's get real for a minute here. First of all, and incidentally, I love it that this thing has come up and it's getting so much attention because it gives me the opportunity to draw the
Rick. Oh boy, Rick has like Amelia Earhart.
Conspiracy
80 years ago,
grows.
It's disappeared.
They're trying to silence Rick.
There you go. There you're back. Okay, we lost you for a second.
Who doesn't love a conspiracy theory?
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. Anyway, these days. Okay, so we've got a picture of a bunch of people standing on a dock. The photo is undated. They say it's around 1937, they think. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, if it was taken on July 1st, 1937, this can't possibly be Amelia Earhart because she was still in New Guinea at that time. So, and if it was taken in 1935, that doesn't work. If it was taken in 1938, that doesn't work. So that's an undated photo. So you're starting from zero there. Are any of the people in this photograph identified by the photographer or by the caption on the photo? No. What does the caption say? Well, and I don't know if they show you the caption and the publicity that they're doing for this thing, but what it says on the bottom of the photograph, and I've had this photo for a year. We dismissed this thing a long time ago.
So you were looking at this. Let me stop you there for a second, Rick. You were aware that this photo existed before this came out, and this was purporting to be a piece of evidence to the whereabouts of Amelia Earhart. And so your organization, which obviously has been looking for this plane for as long as everybody else has, you immediately thought, well, this isn't right?
Well, we became aware of it, and we took it seriously. We saw, as we do, and we evaluated it. And for the reasons I'm explaining to you, we decided that it's nothing. Okay, what it says on the bottom of the photograph is simply Marshall Islands, Jesuit Atoll, Jowett Island, and then it says ONI, which is Office of Naval Intelligence, number 14381. Okay, so this is an Office of Naval Intelligence photograph of Jowett Atoll in the Marshall Islands. That's what it's a picture of. There's nothing here about, oh, this is a picture of Amelia Earhart in Japanese custody. This is a picture that came out of an Office of Naval Intelligence file about Jowett. Jowett was the headquarters of the Japanese in the Marshall Islands. Naturally, the Office of Naval Intelligence wanted to know about Jowett. So they got a picture of it. Fine. If this is a, and there are a couple of picture people in this photo that appear to be white people. The other people appear to be Marshallese local people. I don't see any Japanese in this. I don't see anybody in a uniform. I don't see anybody carrying a gun or a bayonet. I don't see anybody acting like they're guarding anybody. They're just some people standing around. There's a woman sitting on the dock with her back to the camera. We can't see anything about her. Well, I think it's a woman. I can't be sure. But I can tell something about this person's hair. And I can see very clearly that she's got more hair than Amelia Earhart had at the time she disappeared, because we got lots of pictures of Amelia Earhart in Ley, New Guinea before she took off on her final flight.
Right. Well, it was very humid.
There's a guy. Oh, yeah. hair grows like mad out there, you know.
Yeah, I know. I'm just thinking what a woman would say to me about that. Well, it's quite humid, and that would be a problem. But go ahead. Anyway, well, but then there's but yeah. Her navigator, Fred Noonan. Here's the one thing that they're doing here at the History Channel is there's a picture. You see about three quarters of the face obscured by what appears to be an oar or a dock or something. I don't know what it is, but the face of her navigator, Fred Noonan, has been identified as him by facial recognition. And I'm doing air quotes with that because that's what the History Channel claims.
Nah. From what I saw, it has not been identified by facial recognition. It's an opinion by a guy who says he's a facial recognition expert, who does an overlay on Noonan's face and says, see the nose lines of it. If you really look at that, this guy's head is not made like Fred Noonan's head. The hairline is not the same, despite what they said. You know, this is not done with facial recognition software. And there are other things they've claimed about this thing that just don't hold up. They claim that the object behind the ship in the photo, and they don't even claim to know for sure what it is, but they think it might be the airplane because it's 38 feet long. How do they know that? There is nothing in this photograph you can use to scale the photograph. I've done a lot of work with forensic imaging, with photogrammetrists, with scaling photographs. We've written papers on this stuff. There's nothing in this photograph you can use to scale it. So there's no way to tell how long that object is, whatever it is. So what they've got is just a undated photograph of some people standing on a dock. It probably is Jowett, but who these people are or what they're doing, there's no reason to think it has anything to do with Amelia Earhart.
So, and I hate to, we can't put this up on our screen because we're on radio, but the picture does have what appears to be a wing. Is this what they're talking about, the airplane?
I don't see a wing
on the left side of the aircraft. Where am I supposed to see the aircraft? I don't see anything.
The far right of the photo in the background.
Yeah, there's a little blob to the right, and the right hand side of the frame behind the ship.
Yeah.
And they can call it a wing, or they get it.
I'm with you, Rick.
I don't.
And there's as you mentioned too, whoever these people are, there's absolutely no indication from this photograph that they're in any kind of distress, any kind of physical peril, or that they're being held or anything. I mean, it looks like she's kind of maybe getting a little sun,
right?
Yeah, she's the woman. She's just chilling on the edge of the dock, you know.
Yeah.
I don't
see what's going on.
And somebody asked me today. I'm getting a lot of calls. Somebody asked me today why there's being so much attention paid to this thing. Well, first of all, there's a television documentary about it. History Channel's doing, well, heck, you know, if History Channel is doing a documentary, but, well, why is History documentary doing about something this thin? Well, that's probably my fault. Because over the years, we've gotten tremendous press attention because we do genuine work that is credible, and we've had many documentaries made. And I don't blame the History Channel for wanting a piece of the action. They've got somebody that has a Amelia Earhart story, and they've made a documentary, and they're...
Because they did find a 90-year-old. They found a 90-year-old, 90-year-old woman. From this island, who tells a story about it not, not talking about it. She was on the island. We were told not to talk about it by the Japanese. But again, this is 4 years before hostilities began, and we were still in a diplomatic relationship with Japan in 1937. It doesn't seem, and even war in Europe had not broken out yet.
So, well, was she waiting for television to be invented so she could tell her story, this woman?
here's what happened in many cases out there. There were many missionaries in those islands before the war. Brother-sister teams, husband-wife teams, the women wore their hair short. They wore pants. It was practical. But when the Japanese came in and solidified their occupation, these people met with... well, sometimes they were imprisoned, sometimes they were executed. Lots of bad things happened. But so when the U.S. troops went ashore on these islands, there were all kinds of stories. Oh, and the troops were looking for stories about Amelia Earhart because they'd all watched a Hollywood movie called Flight for Freedom, starring Rosalind Russell and Fred McMurray as a couple of characters, very thinly disguised, Amelia Earhart and Fred Noonan, about this woman was trying to fly around the world, and the Navy approached her, asked her to disappear on purpose so the Navy had an excuse to search the Marshall Islands. So the soldiers had all seen the movie. They came ashore. They're asking the locals, oh, did you ever see a white woman and a white man? And oh, yes, we saw them. And on you go. You know, there's tons of stories. But,
and by the way, the ship is pointing the wrong direction here, I think, for the airplane. If there's the airplane's there, it looks like it would be running down the airplane, not
well,
not
that's
towing
something it. That's something I want to look into. You know, they've claimed that ship is the Koshu, and maybe it is. Koshu was a Japanese surveying ship that actually did participate in the search for Amelia Earhart. It was cooperation by the Japanese government. But I can find out what the real Koshu looks like and find out if that's Koshu. Now, Koshu could very well have been visiting Jellawood at this time, whenever this time was. But I'm just curious as to whether that's Koshu.
Yeah. Hey, let me just tell you something. I don't buy anything anymore. I don't know what to believe about anything. I have no idea.
Well, you know, and I love the History Channel, Rick. I mean, a lot of entertaining programs. Well, but they do have shows like Ancient Aliens and Vikings and Forged in Fire and those guys that are always picking through other people's stuff. So, you know, it's changed over the years.
Something that I've noticed many times is you look at the shows on stations like the History Channel, and you say, wow, that's really neat, until they cover something you actually know something about.
Yeah.
And then you say, wait a minute, that's not right. And then you say, what about all that stuff I wasn't familiar with? I wonder if they've got that right.
Well, you have a very cool job, because the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery, TIGER as it's known, does some really, really cool stuff. And and it's a never-ending trek, right? Because you're looking at the bottom of water, you're looking in mountains, you're looking in all kinds of, especially World War II craft. There's just so many, including the bottom of Lake Michigan. There's a ton of them that have been moved around that they found. Some they found, some they've not. But they're here from aircraft carrier training that was done off the shores of the North Shore here in Chicago. There's a lot of, It's a never ending thing. It's very cool. And I guess the holy grail of any kind of aircraft hunter would be to find the Amelia Earhart Electra. But this is for another century.
Well, what we're trying to do is find a piece of it. I don't think I think the airplane got broken up very early on. But we're tracking down some pieces that we think may be part of the airplane, still embedded in the reef out at the island. But it's a tough it's a high bar to reach.
Yeah, yeah, I can see. So, all right, Rick, thank you very much. Appreciate your time, sir.
Hey, been fun. Thank you.
Rick Gillespie. Right. He poo-pooed that. There's poo-pooing going on there.
Take that off my DVR, I think. No.
Well, well, I know it was a hit over the weekend. You know, when you're not thinking about sharks on the July 4th weekend, you know, missing aviators, there's always that.
When we come back.
I know.
Stretch that thing out off that one picture in 104-year-old woman.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem to be... when you see stuff on any of those, like, remember when the History Channel met History, and actually it was called the Hitler Channel for a long time because
a lot of World War II.
It was just World War II stuff.
Hitler's rise to power. Yeah. When we come back, the paintings don't sell.
It's funny, though, that they have almost kind of reality TV'd those Hitler shows, too.
Yeah.
Where they show, they have reenactors now. They're all sitting in the bunker with them. Hitler's last days. Yeah. And then they all, you know, sit around and speak English with a German accent.
Exactly, of course, yeah.
And Eva Braun.
They do that with all those now. You know, President Lincoln then met with his generals. Some actor. It's like a fourth-rate Daniel Day-Lewis.
Right, where you see him from behind.
My fellow Americans! Yeah.
It's a lot of behind shots because the guy that with the look-alike was only available for one day of shooting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we wish... one day. Although, if she went down in the middle of the ocean... They had, you know, she radioed that they were caught in some form of fog. Mm. So if she went down in the water, there's no way they're going to be able to recover that 80 years later.
No,
right? You've seen with great sadness the Malaysian Air aircraft that went down.
That's, even in this modern age, there are these huge pockets of ocean where you can't just say. Will drop in.
Right, but for sure. But they found pieces of it thousands of miles away.
Yeah. Yep.
Right? And that was only within 2 years that right. happened. Imagine over 80 years where it is. It's gone. So, anyway. Well, we wish him the best of luck, I suppose. I don't know.